This is Ozarks at Large. Leading up to Black Friday last week, union organizers behind a Walmart employee strike boasted 1,000 demonstrations would occur across 46 states to protest unfair labor conditions at the world's largest retailer. By late Friday, it was clear a massive demonstration never materialized. Still, dozens of protests did occur. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spent part of her holiday tracking the protests for Ozarks at Large as well as NPR, and she has this report.
Occupy Walmart was the first strike of its kind in Walmart's 50-year history, but it was nowhere near historic in proportions. The final tally is not clear because the Responsible Employee Protest Group, Organization for Respect at Walmart, or Our Walmart, never provided one, nor did the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which formed Our Walmart more than a year ago. But Walmart was certainly keeping watch. Starting Thursday night when Black Friday sales deployed at 8 p.m. at supercenters across the country, store managers were logging protest counts to corporate. Here's Walmart spokesperson Corey Lundberg reporting midday Friday.
We saw only 26 protests occur at stores, and many of them did not include any Walmart associates. And we estimate that really less than 50 associates participated in the protests nationwide during that time.
No Walmart employees struck in Northwest Arkansas, but members from a Workers' Justice Center did demonstrate over the weekend in front of a Springdale store. But hundreds of Walmart associates did walk off the job in states like California, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, and Maryland. In a midday Friday media conference call, Our Walmart director, Dan Schlederman, claimed the protest was in full force in 1,000 cities across 46 states. But when pressed, he couldn't provide an exact number.
There are walkouts still happening throughout the day. Lots of reports of workers who are not protesting going to work by not necessarily showing up to the picket line or showing up at Walmart. So we honestly don't. This is open source striking. This is something that is going to take us time to exactly know. We know there are hundreds and hundreds of workers on strike as we speak, but the actual number is unknown at this point. Because it continues to grow.
And protester Colby Harris from Dallas, Texas, who patched into the call, said the movement is just taking root.
And I just like to say the reason why I joined this is because, I saw how, unfair a lot of the soldiers were getting treated and, just the struggle to make it from check to check. A lot of people are fearful of, retaliation. And I think that with us being so bold and coming out and speaking up, the people are gaining a lot of confidence and seeing that, you can protest and you can speak out and you're still going to have your job. And a lot of people in the neighborhoods and a lot of the media has picked up our story. And, we've already won, guys. These are small victories, quote unquote, but Walmart's already showing that, they're at some point they're going to fold.
In several press releases throughout the day, Walmart restated that reports of any mass demonstrations were being greatly exaggerated, and it was holiday business as usual. The company also lauded associates who stayed the course, giving them special discounts and holiday pay. But even before word of a nationwide strike got out, Walmart had filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board seeking an injunction to block the protest. In their complaint to the NLRB, Walmart claimed that the Black Friday event and other sporadic demonstrations staged over the past month were orchestrated by the UFCW union, which is illegal because Walmart is not a union shop. Our Walmart reportedly filed its own complaint with the labor board, claiming it was not about labor organizing, and protesting Walmart associates were being subjected to retaliations. A National Labor Relations Board spokesperson in an email for this story said a decision is still pending. And so the protest proceeded as scheduled. Rumors also circulated that Walmart managers were ordered by corporate to pressure associates from joining the Black Friday protest. In a statement to Ozarks at Large, the company denied such a memo exists. But early in the week, a spokesperson did warn that workers would face consequences if they walked out. One of the largest protests, numbering between 600 to 1,000 strong, took place at a Paramount, California superstore. That's where Dan Hindeman works.
We're not trying to tell Walmart shut down or go union. No, we're not asking for none of that. We're asking for better livable wages for my family. you know, give us better, you know, child care, insurance. I mean, just help us live like human beings. That's, I mean, I'm a human being. We have that right to survive, and if we work hard, we should be compensated for it. That should be a human moral, you know?
Hindman claims his hours have been cut from 36 to 15 because he's speaking out. Still, the 28-year-old electronic sales associate says he loves his job and hopes the company will get the message. Complaints about low pay, capricious scheduling, and costly health benefits are chronic among the big box retailer. Median retail pay, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is $10.09 per hour, or nearly $21,000 per year. But Walmart, with 1.3 million U.S. workers at 4,500 stores, is a leading low-wage employer. The company does not disclose the numbers, but sales associates self-report earnings, on average, to be $8.70 per hour. Minimum wage is $7.25 per hour. Strikers seek an across-the-board living wage increase, more hours, more fixed scheduling, and affordable benefits. Walmart has long claimed its compensation is competitive and benefits are generous. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.